Hello, and welcome to the podcast Planted Nearby Living Waters. Today we're talking leaning on Jesus. When you feel you've given all you can, go back to Jesus for more strength. It's at the end of ourselves that we begin to lean on Jesus. There was this Moses. God had asked him to go see Pharaoh and ask Pharaoh to let the people of Israel go. He had knockback after knockback. Exodus 7:3-5. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt and bring forth mine armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch forth mine hand upon Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. It was a hard time for the Israelites, and yet the Lord was doing a great work. There were signs and wonders. Moses chose to keep going back to Pharaoh. The first time he went to Pharaoh, after that, Pharaoh was like, the Israelites have to go and find their own straw, and they still had to keep up the same amount of work of bricks, creating bricks. And it was a difficult time. And yet, despite the difficulties, it was a path to freedom for them. So he would keep going back to the Pharaoh despite the knockbacks. There was the Nile that turned to blood. There was frogs. There was flies. There was hail. It's not the path of least resistance that we get success. It can be in the not so easy path that we become closer to Jesus. The people of Israel were asked to put the blood of a lamb at the door of their homes that they would be protected. Just like that, we have the blood of Jesus over our lives. That's protection. We can lean on Jesus for protection. Praise the Lord. The people of Israel were encouraged to go urgently, and they were blessed as they went. Can believe that wherever you go, that you will be blessed as you go. And as they went, we know that the story of how they all crossed the Red Sea, the sea like had two walls of that, and they passed through on dry ground. And there was another miracle that happened there. But thinking of Moses, like, he, you know, had that staff and he led with the staff. He was not very confident in his leadership. And when he went to the Lord, he was like, can you pick someone else? And, you know, and the Lord was like, okay, well, you can have your Aaron to be a spokesperson for you. Even in our weakness can cause us to lean on Jesus. Like Moses relied, he needed Aaron and he needed God. And that is the strength to be to have weakness as well. What is it for you? What causes you to lean on Jesus? Is it when you get to the end of yourself that you begin to lean on Jesus? Is it when you choose the not so easy path that you become closer to Jesus? Is it when you need protection? You need God to protect you and you lean on Jesus for your need? Well, I would love to pray in these areas for greater leaning on Jesus. For anyone that would like to. Lord Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you for your presence. Very precious. Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you for being available to be leant upon. And Jesus, at times when we feel at the end of ourselves, Lord Jesus, I just thank you that we can lean on you, Jesus. I just thank you, Lord Jesus, on the path that is not so easy, that Jesus, you're there to be leant upon. And I thank you, Lord, that you protect our lives in Jesus' name. And thank you that you bless us as we go, as we lean on you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I'd also love to pray for anyone that's hearing message today and you maybe would like to know more about Jesus and, you know, Jesus died for all of us, and if you call on the name of Jesus, you shall be saved. And yeah, so if anyone would like to pray a simple prayer along with me, I'd love to pray. Thank you, Jesus. I believe you are God. I believe you died for my sins. I'm sorry for mistakes I've made. Thank you for your complete forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a follower of Jesus. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, there's angels that rejoice when one person turns to Jesus. Thanks for listening.